Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR. Good morning. I'm Deborah Becker. Calling Jahar Tsarnaev a, quote, unrepentant killer, federal prosecutors are urging the jury to impose a sentence of death on the convicted Boston Marathon bomber. WBUR's David Boeri reports on yesterday's emotional beginning to the second sentencing phase of the trial.
The metallic clicking of two shiny prosthetic legs filled courtroom 9 as Celeste Corcoran walked in measured steps to the witness stand on the arm of a security guard. She was at the finish line of the marathon in 2013 when our whole world exploded, she told the jurors. Never losing consciousness, Corcoran remembers every vivid detail in streams of images. Thrown up in the air, thick, black, heavy smoke, choking, deafening silence, blood everywhere, debris falling from the sky, then excruciating pain and protest at fate. No, no. Celeste Corcoran said she realized she had to live for her daughter, who, unknown to her, was lying nearby and losing nearly all her blood. To her husband, who was applying pressure and tourniquets to her legs, Corcoran asked, "Are my feet attached to my legs?" He answered, "Yes, they are." But soon enough, a doctor would tell her stoically, "Celeste, we need you to sign this because we need to amputate both your legs." It's the trial in its second phase, with a new list of witnesses and still more stories, each one different in its own terrible way. As Jahar Tsarnaev sat impassively and inscrutably, prosecutor Nadine Pellegrini described him as an unrepentant killer. She used the words heinous, cruel, and depraved to describe the method of his crimes, which fits the statutory language calling for the death penalty. On came more graphic photographs in a newly introduced video from that day on Boylston Street, filled with relentless shrieking and screaming. On the witness stand, young bombing victim Jillian Rennie watched and heard herself in that video and cried. "I was so terrified I was going to die." In the midst of the carnage that day was 29-year-old Crystal Campbell. With time to feel pain, time to be scared and frightened, the prosecutor said, but no time to say goodbye. Campbell's father, William, talked in plain words of wearying loss as two jurors sobbed openly. "She was the light of my life, strong, beautiful, smart, giving. I miss her." Campbell remembered telling the doctor in the hospital to do whatever you got to do to save my baby. Hours later, a doctor would tell him they saved the woman, but in a case of mistaken identity, it wasn't Crystal, but Crystal's friend. William Campbell, who said he passed out, left the stand wet-eyed and spent. Having chosen to put off its opening statement until it can call witnesses, the defense sat in silence, cross-examining none of the prosecution's witnesses. In what might have been the biggest blow, the prosecution sprung a photo image of Tsarnaev on the defense and the jurors. It was from the lockup cell in the courthouse in summer 2013, 3 months after the bombings. It shows Tsarnaev thrusting his middle finger in defiance at the surveillance camera. This is Jahar Tsarnaev, unconcerned, unrepentant, and unchanged, Pellegrini told the jurors. A man fit for the death penalty, she said. That's the lasting image of Tsarnaev for the day, and perhaps for this trial. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm David Boeri.